This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At least you didn't include the whistle in there. Thank God. Rico on vacation. If you want Tiger talk and my bold proclamation, Odyssey.com rewind. Kenny, I don't do this to anger you. I don't do this to anger fans. But, man, as optimistic and positive as I was about the Tigers to open the show, as negative as I'm about to be about this, the Elliot Friedman report on Steve Yzerman. Whoa, buddy. I'm going to read it to you. No editorial. I'm just going to read it. And I'm going to give you my thoughts. Then I'll probably turn my microphone off and just tell Kenny, take it to 4 o'clock. Elliot Friedman writes the following. I think he had some interest in Arvidsson. He ended up in Boston. I heard the Wings liked Mason Marshman. Ended up in Seattle. So there were some things that Yzerman wanted to do, but he wasn't able to do. Friedman believes the current direction of the Red Wings will be hard to sell to diehard fans of the Red Wings. I challenge that point. There's plenty of bathwater drinkers in this town. It's a hard sell in Detroit. It really is. It's been too long without the playoffs. The thing about Yzerman is he believes in himself. Even if nobody else believes in what he's doing, he thinks he's doing the right thing, and that is drafting and developing their guys. Now, David, if you would, there is also a piece of this that talked about they wanted a meeting with Ehlers, and he went like this. Wasn't interested. Players don't want to play here. If you could include that, I'd appreciate it. Just copy and paste that in. Look, see, this is a problem for me. Because to accept this is to absolve this. Meaning, if I accept that the only thing we can do in little old poor Detroit is draft and develop, and how could I ever expect more, then you are absolving the last 7 summers. And I'm including this one because now I feel like a fool ass. They didn't make a big trade yet. And what it does really is, if you accept that, then you're basically saying we don't get to expect more of Steve Yzerman. That in essence, that's not what the money's for. Because you had a Steve Yzerman starting lineup figurine. Or you loved him in NHL 94 when he was just 19C. Like, I don't roll that way. The idea that Steve Yzerman can't broker those conversations is poorly thought of by agents, hard to deal with. These are things that have been reported. It is not well thought of here. The fact that in the seventh summer, the product on the ice is so boring, so egregious, that you can't get people here is a statement about the failures on its own, in itself. And I understand. We're not Florida. We have a state tax. Noted. I understand that players wanting to go south, it's a little bit of a new thing in hockey. Poverty hockey's caught on. Maybe the NBA guys have it right. Noted. Don't expect us to get every free agent. This isn't 2002. We don't just shake our shoes and a Luke Robitaille falls out. I understand. But the fact that Yzerman essentially got hung up on, hi, it's Steve Yzerman. That's a problem. The fact that Yzerman is now, in essence, backed himself into a corner, I'm going to do it my way. Oh boy, when you've reached my way phase, you know you have a problem. And when Elliot Friedman says it, I'm believing it. The fact that Detroit is not looked as desirable, the fact that Yzerman is not well thought of by agents, hard to deal with, the fact that Yzerman is showing defiance, the fact that, and I'm not being disrespectful, but whether it's an Arvidsson, whether it's a Marshman, whether it is an Ehlers, these are still not A-plus list guys. This isn't like I called Connor McDavid, he sent me to voicemail. No. This isn't even the Noah Dobson thing that you basically didn't participate in. And Dobson chose to go play in Canada with an even worse tax rate. Is this what I have to accept now? Because if you are one of the wing nuts, if you are one of the devotees, you're telling me I have to accept this. Detroit's not desirable. Players want palm trees. Poor Stevie. We're just going to draft and develop. What I would argue is when I hire the best general manager in the sport, I expect more. Cut through the excuses. What's Scott Harris's excuse? What's Brad Holmes' excuse? Players trip over their dinghies to play in Detroit. Well, football's different, is it? There's teams in Miami. There's teams in LA, two of them. There's teams in southern states. I don't want to hear it. And look, I understand it's not A-listers, but Trajan Langdon signed players last year. Now, I know this year we've taken a year off from doing anything interesting. But my point is, do you accept what Friedman is saying? Or isn't what Friedman's saying a statement that Yzerman has failed? Now, it doesn't mean that he will fail, but that he has failed. The idea that the Wings, who are one of the eight or nine most valuable franchises in the league, original six, newer building, iconic logo, history, right? The top North American franchise. The fact is the brand is thought of worse now than the day Steve took over. That's failure. The fact that Steve can't get on the phone with people, much less get things done, that's failure. The fact that agents don't think he's easy to work with, that's failure. Newsflash, you have to evolve. The hammer and nail approach where you're the hammer and every player and the agent are the nail doesn't work anymore. Player empowerment has even reached the poverty league that is the NHL. Rigidity doesn't work. Don't want to do term. Don't want to pay more than I pay my captain. Don't want to trade any of my prospects. I'll show you. That doesn't work. I mean, the bottom line is, when you look at it, if you can't get a meeting with Nikolaj Ehlers, then what are we doing? If you're thought of as bottom rung, then why is Yzerman here? What's the point of any of this?
Yeah, if a player doesn't even want to have a meeting with you, then what are you here for?
Your job is to get players and find a way to get them here. You're not doing that. That's Steve Eisman's failing at every part except drafting. Not failing at that, but that's not winning us anything right now.
No, and look, it doesn't mean it's going to predict the future. What I'm trying to say is there are successes and failures all within the same tenure of coaches, players, executives. It's okay to say that as of today, he's failed. That doesn't mean he'll fail tomorrow. It doesn't mean that he won't eventually turn this thing around. But I'm sorry, the Elliott Friedman report, that's damning. Now, Kenny, I've tried to lay that out. I would love your thoughts. No yelling, but...
No, there's no yelling.
You can yell at me. I just don't want to see you lose your mind.
No, I've already lost my mind and reached the acceptance phase of this. I mean, I told you this last week where I thought, you know, he's going to nickel and dime it at the very end, add no real pieces of meaning, and then that was going to be the offseason plan.
I want to say this to you, and then I'll let you continue. I want to say this for all of Detroit to hear, for all of our massive streaming audience nationwide. I want everyone to hear this. Kenny, you were right and I was wrong. You were right.
You just didn't reach the acceptance phase that I had already.
Because I don't.
And I understand that. I completely get why you thought things were going to turn out differently.
I'm not from here. I don't accept less.
You don't know puck.
No. Oh, no. I'm a complete knob.
No, but it's everything that I thought this offseason was going to be. And he's very rigid. He's very stuck in his own ways in terms of being a GM and how he runs his team. His pro scouting department is not very good. That's why he wasn't able to, A, attract free agents, or, B, be able to sign them.
The fact that they put overtures out to Ehlers, and it was like, thanks, but no thanks. Okay.
It's everything that report about him being difficult to deal with. It makes that true. And also, I think the most salient point that you made was this is an original six franchise. This is a franchise that's supposed to have plenty of cachet within the NHL. And to hear that it's in a worse place than it was before he got here, that's damning. That's unacceptable. You're right. He has failed. Now, he could make a couple of big trades and turn this whole offseason around, and that's fine. We change our tune.
Correct.
But where it stands right here, right now, this has been a failure. And a large one.
I would like to know if it's acceptable to say that as of Monday, July 7th, not predicting the future, not saying it can't get turned around, but as of today with this Friedman report, is it acceptable to say the Steve Eisman tenure has been a complete failure? Because... once again, to summarize what Friedman wrote, nobody wants to play here. Agents don't like Eisman. Calls go unreturned or politely declined, basically like, yeah, well, glad you're interested. I'm not. I got to lace my shoes. And Eisman is entracted that he's going to do it his way, draft, develop. Fair or unfair? And if it's unfair, I need reasons why. I need to know why. Because without Eisman changing, I don't know how this gets better in any relevant term. Meaning, if you have a lifetime contract and you don't care about family members dying by the time you win a Stanley Cup, that's fine if that's your prerogative. But when I hire someone to do a job, look, here's what I'll tell you. Obviously, I'm not going to like conflate these. Every industry has their own time frame. I can tell you that if I took a job in another city and I didn't have the show I was hired to do, minimum, staring eye to eye with the competition, much less beating them, I'd be on the hot seat. That's how my game works. Maybe you're a chef. You go to a new restaurant. If you don't get that turned around in a quarter or two, you're on the hot seat. Food's not better. Food cost is worse. Reviews are bad. You're out. You're a contractor. You're routinely getting outbid. You're getting destroyed. You're not getting jobs. Now, the guys you hire to do the work for you, they're going to other people. You're going to be out of business. Whatever that time frame is, in sports, if I hire you, I don't care if it's to be the GM of Akron football. If you don't have me in a bowl game in 2 years, you're fired. If I hire you to run my baseball team and you don't have me in the playoffs in four or five, You're fired. Pick whatever you want. There's no world where it's acceptable to go 6 years without the playoffs and do nothing in year seven when it is being reported that basically the brand, it is tarnished. That you are the sad grandfather clock you inherited that you never wanted. It's a relic. Nobody wants to be here. Nobody wants to deal with Yzerman. You can't even get a phone call with Ehlers. And quote, the current direction of this team is going to be really hard to sell to fans. So why is it wrong then on July 7th to say that as of today, Yzerman's been a complete failure? Doesn't mean he'll be a failure at the end. Maybe he'll turn it around. Maybe by year nine we'll have some. I don't know. But as of today, what I can't wrap my arms around it is why people get offended by saying what is so clearly obvious. He's failed. Laser Beam Yzerman was brought here to elevate the brand. And frankly, when you see that, well, it's hard to sell to players. Players don't want to play there. Don't you understand that that is nothing more than a Yelp review of Yzerman Cafe? What he's cooked in 6 years is undigestible. Players don't want to eat here. And I will always allow for the comment, of course, well, we have a state tax. I understand that. Don't need this to be the epicenter. But man, if I can't get on the phone with B-level free agents, and I don't think anyone's going to look at an Arvidsson and an Ehlers and a Marshman and term them as A-listers. If I can't get on the phone with the B-squad, that's a bit of an issue. Well, they kind of liked Arvidsson, and he went somewhere else. I mean, what are we describing? Kenny's first crush? Yeah, he really likes Cynthia. One problem. She's in the flatbed of Kenny's best friend's pickup. Like, that's... Come on. But that's Kenny. That's not Yzerman. That's Kenny. I expect less of Kenny. 248-539-9797. Let's get into it, shall we?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
3 o'clock, good to have you with us. We are going to get some Tiger baseball, but I want to bring something up. I know Kenny had to go find Ryan, our engineer, correct? David, at some point when Kenny comes back, I just saw a video, and it involves a loudmouth golfer getting mouthy with a former NHL enforcer. Oh, man. Oh, did he go barking up the wrong tree? David, when I tell you this guy found the water hazard, we're not talking about a ball. Said NHL enforcer projectiled him into a water hazard. Guy decided that wasn't enough. I'm going to try to make another run at this guy. Oh, my God. David, this guy got sent into another dimension. What are you doing? Hold on, Kenny. No, it's important. Just we're going to get to this Tigers thing in a second. I just saw a video. Once in a while, we like to have fun with Kenny. Kenny watches things. Oh, not boy, the gruesome gator thing.
Let me pull up YouTube. Here we go.
Drunk golfer picking a fight with NHL enforcer. Former.
Who's now, the enforcer?
Nick Tarnsky.
Uh-huh.
Played for the Lightning. I think he played for the Panthers. And again, now Nick Tarnsky's 40, and this dude's built like a refrigerator. Kenny, this guy decides he's going to pick a fight with this dude. And the whole thing's recorded. And all Tarnsky wants to do is be like, look, get him out of here before something goes south. His friends didn't get him out of there. When I tell you this guy found the water hazard, it wasn't his ball, Kenny. His entire body found it.
Oh, no.
In the air.
Oh, no.
Wait, are you seeing
I'm
this?
I'm pulling it up right now. Just watch an ad.
Make sure it's on mute.
Yeah, it's on mute.
There's a lot of bad words.
Yeah, it's on mute.
Okay. I just...
All right. A lot of yelling.
Kenny?
Uh-oh.
This guy.
Oh, no. Just got dump trucked into the water.
But it's not done. It's not done because this guy's like, no, I haven't had enough. And Tarnsky, I don't think Tarnsky should get in trouble at all here. Because he's like, get this guy away from me. Will someone get your friend?
The guy keeps coming at him.
And watch what now. What you're missing is every time Tarnsky throws a punch, he's yelling, boom, boom. He's like doing his own comic book sound effects. But
wow.
watch
he's
the
drilling this guy.
Now watch the last one. The guy comes up to him again, and Tarnsky, now he could have killed this guy. He
easily.
But he does the ole. Watch this cat go flying.
Oh, he just ragdolls him.
Whee! I'm just like... Dude, what on earth are you doing?
Just leave him alone,
and
man.
And why are you fighting on a golf course? It's sunny. Everyone's here to have fun. It's like, why do people fight at football games?
I never understood that. I also don't understand why he's drunk, right? So, like, that's why he was getting up in this NHL enforcer's business. Like, why would you do that?
I just wanted you to see it.
That was incredible. This is
amazing. Note to self. Journeyman NHL enforcer, don't speak to. Just don't do that. If you want to see that video, that's all over the interwebs. You can find that in a million places. It's part of articles. I'm going to make an assumption it would be available on social media. Oh, my God. But I thought Kenny would get a thrill. And maybe if you guys want to see someone get their ass kicked, you might enjoy it too. All right, let's get to the Tiger topic, shall we? I want to start with this. I am not angry about this. I'm not going to yell about it. I'm going to do the opposite of what a good radio host should do. I'm just going to tell you I don't care. But yeah, well, how could you tell your audience you don't care, but you want them to care? No, because I know you care. I'm telling you I don't, but I know you do. Why are we role player city? Now, I handled this yesterday and I thought it was weird. Out of nowhere, getting a few calls about Zach McKinstry and the All-Star game. But then I remembered, this was a Benetti project. This was a Dirks thing. They were doing this on the broadcast this weekend. Okay, so we get a few callers. And I thought I handled it yesterday, and I just said, guys, look, Zach McKinstry's having a really good season, and he's an important role player, but he's not an All-Star. And I even talked to one caller, and I said, okay, who would you like to take off of the team? Now, mind you, if any Tiger got snubbed, it's not McKinstry. It's probably Will Vest. When you are rocking a whip of 0.9, when you are one of the best closers in the American League, when you are an elite high-leverage reliever, no, Will Vest probably got screwed. Hell, I'd tell you Casey Mize got screwed more than McKinstry. McKinstry's not an all-star. And that's not a shot. But this is what this town does. We are role-player city, and I don't know why. Like, every show on this station is doing this McKinstry thing. Why? Why is it not enough the Detroit Tigers are the best team in the American League? You have every right to believe you can make a World Series. We should be talking about trade deadline stuff, which is a little over 2 weeks away. And you have four all-stars. And I got to be honest with you. It should be three. But fine, Javi's an all-star. Enjoy the story. But what is it in Detroit? And whether it was, I mean, Kenny and I had some fun with, you know, Thomas Holmstrom and, you know, role player wing guy. The Pistons, forget it. Look at people who fell in love with Malik Beasley, another role player. Hell, this town was boned up over Paul Reed in the playoffs. Typical Detroit. Then you go to football. Oh, if I had to hear about Rodrigo one more time. Yeah, great. The 50th best guy on a 53-man roster. Fine. But look at now. The Tigers are a wagon. You got four guys in the All-Star game. And we're doing this bleeding hearts routine about Zach McKinstry in this town. And I understand. The TV broadcast doesn't help it. I mean, last night it was like 20 minutes. Partially I understand it because you're selling a product, I guess. But no. Like, I don't need it. First of all, who cares about the All-Star game? Truly. I care the Tigers won game one in the series. I care they're going to take 2 or 3 from Tampa Bay because that's just what they do. I care about icing this division out by the trade deadline. I mean, hell, if you want to have something more interesting, comp this team to 1984. They're not that far off the pace. But please. I got cookies doing this McKinstry thing. We got middays doing McKinstry. What is it with this town and role players? I never understood it. You did the same crap with Don Kelly. You did the same stuff with Brandon Inge. I gave you the basketball comps to it. Why? What is it? Explain it to me like I'm a second grader. Because I totally understand the adoration of stars. I don't get Detroit and its role players. And especially amidst this amazing Tiger season where, yesterday I did a show with a straight face saying, I think you're going to win this division the next 3 years. What the hell are we talking about Zach McKinstry for? So I want to throw the number out, 248-539-9797. And I want to say for the people in the back, he's had a very nice first half. He's a very important player to this team. No disrespect is meant. No smarm, no slander. But it doesn't mean he's an all-star. And I stand by it. Like, who are you taking off the team? You taking Brendan Lowe? Guys got 20 home runs. You going to take Jeremy Pena? Guys got a 400 on base percentage. You going to take Aranda? No. Oh, you going to take Vlad Guerrero Jr. off the team? J-Rand? Who? Like, just, it's okay to say a guy's good, but no, he's not an all-star. But this town, look at what we're talking about now. This is one of the most powerful sports radio stations in America. 8 hours of the day was spent about Zach McKinstry's presidential run. What? Only here. Only here. So go ahead. I'm willing to listen. Kenny, you were about to say something, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you quit on wanting to talk.
No. I was just answering a call. So I think other towns want stars, right? This is what they do is stars. They're in the business of stars. We love role players here, and I can't quite identify why. It's the grind line. It was Thomas Holmstrom. Hell, it was Beef Stew in the playoffs last year. Oh, if he was healthy, that series would have gone differently. No, it wouldn't have. And also, like, I mean, we always hear about Hendon Hooker every fall. We have Jared Goff. There's people that call and clamor for Hendon Hooker.
The Hendon Hooker era.
I don't get this.
Right, right. We had a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, and what did we do in this town? You had very intelligent people sounding really stupid about Hendon Hooker. Like, and I'm not doing some 30-year-old take about, you know, Mike Vernon being the most popular guy in town or Tim Shevel. Fine. Backup goalie, backup quarterback. I know that bit. But it's everything. And I don't understand it. Because I'm focused on the bigger picture. Not that I'm above anything. I'm just saying, like, Tigers good. Like, do you guys realize the Tigers are top five in baseball in home runs? Somehow, some way. Like, Riley Green has a shot to hit 40 home runs. That's not the story. Scooble, not the story. Tigers have four All-Stars. Not the story. Zach McKinstry. I got to listen to a TV broadcast, do that. Then it translates to every show on this station, and I'm like, all right, well, data doesn't support it. End. If Juan Soto can get snubbed from an All-Star team, I hate to break it to you, so can Zach McKinstry. Very important player. It doesn't mean you're an All-Star. So I'm interested in it. Because I admit to you, I respect role players. You need role players. But I don't go to war for role players.
Because you win with stars.
Well, that's right.
So you need the role players to, you know, they help benefit the team. They help be a team player, do the dirty role. I'll play the dirty role, all of that stuff, but you win championships with stars. And so I always want stars. Look, Junkyard Dog was a player here when I was growing up, but I didn't love him. I love the idea that he hustled.
Did you just do Jerome Williams reset?
People loved him when I was a kid. Oh, Junkyard Dog, he's amazing. He's not amazing. He plays his role. What I wanted more Grant Hills on the team.
Hey, two words for you. Ready? And you know this one grinds my gears. Beef Stew.
Oh, my.
We've turned him into Bill Russell.
If we had him, we would have beat the Knicks.
Yep. The difference between you and an NBA title is Beef Stew. Nailed it. Only here. I'm fascinated. And again, there's no slander. I can say to you, both things can be true. Zach McKinstry's had a very nice first half. He's very important to what you do. But here's the other thing. And I don't, how do I say this without outing someone? There's a conversation taking place in this town. I want to be careful here. There's a conversation taking place in certain circles in this town of why would we trade for a right-handed bat? Where would you even play them? Oh, okay. So now we're getting to the point, you're right. I can't play Marcell Ozuna over Zach McKinstry. Okay. Like, it gets, and I shouldn't have said that because I don't want to out where the conversations are taking place, and I don't want anyone's feelings to be hurt. I'm not going to allow us to go to planet Mars with Zach McKinstry. That all of a sudden, because of Zach McKinstry, I can't make a trade for Alex Bregman. Like, hold on now. You see, David, is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair, okay. Yes.
248-539-9797. We'll get some of the people, and we'll see where we're at. Role Player City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Oh, the band is back together, and I'll tell you, David, the man takes a few days off, and he comes back with tidings of good joy. Rico, what's going on, buddy?
Michael, my brother from another mother.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're sauntering back into town, and immediately you said, listen, I love these show topics, but I want to saunter back into the mix, and I have something that I need to break news on to start the show. So, David, he would not share with me. He only said, I need a moment at the start of the show. Someone has heard your concerns. That's all he told me. So before we get to the Tigers.
So do you need the breaking news sounder, Rico?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't need the breaking news sounder, David. But, David, I think it's the audience knows, when it comes to Spartan Stadium, is Mike a fan of Spartan Stadium, yes or no?
That would be a no.
Right. He's got a lot of concerns. He's got a lot of problems. Lots of problems.
A lot of mold.
Right. Now, one of the bigger
a
concerns,
a lot of concrete.
Mike, yes. I'm working on that. But
okay.
This is a
I'm getting
start.
Excited here.
This is a start, because you often talk about what they serve and the artesian pretzels and the hot dogs and those types of things, correct?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the Bill Beekman special, yeah.
MSU, hold on, let me get this right.
Okay.
MSU has hired Levy, the sports and entertainment hospitality leader. They will serve as the official food and beverage team across Michigan State University athletic venues.
Wait, so we don't have the lunch ladies from Bath High School anymore?
What? Yes, exactly. What does that mean? Here's a quote from Andy Lansing, the CEO of Levy. Ironically, his last name is Lansing. Michigan State is an iconic institution, and we look forward to bringing the Spartan faithful together around experiences that will celebrate great food, beverage, and tradition. Here's some things that you can look forward to, Mike.
Oh, let's hear that. Oh, this is, David, you hear this? You thought the portal was closed. This man's openly recruiting me right now. This, oh, Kenny, he's spending those recruiting points right now. Go ahead, Rico, bring me on a visit.
A new, David, if we could just have some type of music. A new chef-crafted Spartan signature dishes and concessions. Only available on Michigan State game days. No, David, stop that.
That's actually when the defense comes on the field.
Updated concession concepts along with fan favorite mainstays like Melting Moments that will stay around. On-the-go markets and mobile stands equipped for self-service technology to increase speed and convenience, and upscale refresh in premium areas with curated menus for each game and a modern chef tables presentation. Pre-game and special event foods and beverage pop-ups, from football tailgates to Izone basketball pregame celebrations. Secure cashless transactions for Swift Premium and faster lines, for Swift payments, and continued opportunities for local community organizations and nonprofit groups to participate in game days. Now, who is Levy, you guys are saying? Mike, this is where they're going to bring it home. Across the nation, Levy is known for food and beverage experiences at major sporting and entertainment events, including,
Let me hear the list.
Grammy Awards, U.S. Open Tennis Championships, Coachella Music Festival.
They work at iconic venues like
Dodger Stadium, Wrigley Fields, United Center, Barclay, Crypto, Intuit Dome. And
we're good.
No. The piece de la resistance.
Oh, let me hear this.
The Kentucky Derby.
Oh. All right. Listen. Here's what I'm going to say. What if I told you that the hot dogs that have been on the roller since 1987 were no longer available? Listen, Rico has come back into the fold, people. This is strong to very strong news. This is good. This is a step. Now, you know my stance. If they get serious and they actually want to try to win things and stuff again, as I'm sure Kenny is cackling right now, Rico, there is a world where you and I walk into that stadium arm in arm like Bert and Ernie and have tickets again. But it's going to take a while. But I want to say this is a step. This is big news. Brought big news.
Well, I know you and you hate the hot dogs and you hate the menu and the pretzels and, as you said, the Beekman special. They're going to upgrade. They heard your crying and said, yeah, we're going to revamp this thing. We're going to keep the melting moments.
Bags of popcorn since we lost in the Silver Dome at the Cherry Bowl to Army 6-3.
Well, you know.
Thank you, Doug. Oh, and by the way, Rico, I'm just warning you, at some point during the show today, I have been victimized by the drop police, and there's an absolutely egregious, when they're going to play it, it will be egregious. What I said had nothing to do with the subject matter, but I'll just tell you this. You have walked back into, this is worse than the NC State white helmet drop. This is far worse.
I don't think any.
It's worse than that. It's better. It's better, and by that I mean worse. It was so bad, I'm actually proud of David and Kenny, because they got me. I do a good job not making myself a drop. I failed, and by that, they succeeded.
Here's the beauty of it. Thank God that I was the only one there Friday, because there was a bunch of drops that Rieger and I had, and I'm like, yep, these guys can't turn around fast enough, so they will fade away, and you had to hear it in order to see it.
I shouldn't have said that. Now we're going to go listen back.
Well, yeah, well, Kenny, I think you said a lot yesterday, and we'll probably
I don't know what you're talking about. No. I have no concept of what you could possibly be speaking of.
I just want to say, before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's program, and we'll take into Tiger another Tiger win. That's how I now say it. We don't take you to Tiger baseball. We just take you to a game in which baseball's played that the Tigers will win. But we have a lot to do. So this is news, Rico.
So is this enough to get you back? Is this enough for you to open up the computer and look at tickets? Not buy them, not purchase them, but at least
what
consider.
What needs to happen is twofold. One, I need to see what the new athletic director does as far as a massive championship level fundraising drive. MSU's either going to get serious about spending $30 million a year on their football team, or they're not. Like, that's just the going rate. Not 40, not 45 like Texas. 30. You can spend your rev share of 20 and 21. You probably need another $10 million on top of that. So either spend 30 a year, let's get serious, to where we're actually, like, able, not just you and I, but I think every alum or fan, you can look beyond the disgusting state of the sport and go, we're playing for real stuff. They got to do that. And then the other thing, and it's all jokes aside, they got to let me up there with my power washer. They just got to turn me loose for about 10 days. I just, clean the effing place.
Mike, what's that noise in the background? That's the power washer.
I'm live on the air, and I'm doing what I... It's my favorite outdoor activity, power washing. I love my power wash. Listen, they got to do something with the stadium. Now, this is a step. I'm proud of you. And this is big news. You have sauntered back into the fold with big news. But no, I need to see a real plan on how... Like, look, right now, and I don't have the Dropbox because we're broadcasting from every corner of the planet today with studio renovations. Rico, let's check that trophy case update desk.
Dang. Okay, look, like, I can't get you wins. We got to upgrade in the
I know.
We did the sound system, the new video boards, now better food options. It baby steps.
It's a step.
I got nothing to do with what Jonathan Smith does on the field.
Hey, it's a step. I'm not going to minimize it. But it's not enough to get me across the Rainbow Bridge again.
I thought you would be excited about this. It's like they listened to the show, heard your cry. You gathered your minions went and marched to Cole's house and said, "We demand changes."
Then hear this, Michigan State. Knock half the stadium down and start over. Do exactly what they did at Oregon State at Reeser Stadium. Blow up half of that dump, and then I'll give you a deposit. Okay, then. Listen, huge news. I'm in a good mood, and we've got a lot to talk about, including David is very upset with the Pistons, and we can talk about it. Does everybody want to do the Tiger thing at 3? I'm absolutely amped to get into the Tigers a little bit because, Rico, you're going to participate in something. There is a developing conversation in this town about the Tigers. Okay. And I hate it.
Well, I was about to say, and I just want to make it for the record, and hopefully we can squeeze this in the 3 o'clock hour. We need to get McKinstry in the All-Star game.
Okay, I'm leaving. Yep. That's I see what you're doing now. Welcome back. God, I wish there was a trap door like Dr. Evil. All right, listen. God, he knew it. David, I blame you. All right, we'll get in the mix next. That was big news. We're all back together. David, how do you want to play it, brother? Do you want to go your Langdon Festivus grievances, or do you want to go right into the Tiger thing? Captain this boat.
Let's go right into the Tiger thing.
Done. Tigers. David Festivus grievances later in the show, 97.1. Okay, David, a couple of the ticket texts, and then Rico, we're just going to, we did a little bit of Tigers. I know we got to touch the Lions a little bit later, but Rico's going to have some grave news for everybody. And then, unfortunately, I'm going to go over the top of said grave news. Two really stupid things in the world of college sports, and we'll bring it to you. Okay. But ticket text first. Yes, David.
Yeah, ticket text here, more on the scheme. Somebody says, if I'm the Tigers, there's no way I would do this trade because I'm not a moron. That is from Marlon in Wall Lake.
I don't think people who say they want to do it are morons. I think it's okay to disagree, but then I forgot it's 2025.
It is. It's sports. Nothing. It's baseball is the one thing. Everything is a gamble, and then your best hitter is going to go out there and make 7 outs out of every 10 times at bat. So, yeah, nothing's guaranteed. So I'm willing to risk it because the team is really good. Doesn't make me a moron.
Someone says, I love that last segment you did. A lot of facts that I did not know about regarding Saratoga.
Well, especially the Whitney lady. That was
minus the unfortunate drops. But it's summer. You want to have a little bit of fun. And it is opening day. And I mean, I just can't control Kenny. Kenny during the break. What happened with this and that? I go, Kenny, you work on the very radio show that I'm doing right now. I'm on the air during said race. Do you think I got to see said race? Like, Kenny has lost it.
I'm going to need another double, Mike.
Do you think you could take Kenny to the track?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's actually made for Kenny. Kenny's a picnic area guy.
Oh, he would end up, he'd be slick back hair, Kenny.
No, he could rock his hat. He could rock one of his stupid Hawaiian shirts.
When Kenny's feeling good, he's slick back hair.
Kenny in the picnic area, bring the cooler, load the Italian subs. Obviously, a bunch of tall boys for him, ice cold beers.
By the end of the day, he's feeling
he'd have a blast. This is the whole thing. People's idea of horse racing out here is perverse. It's not what it is at a place like Saratoga or Keeneland. It's I could bring anybody.
Keeneland's Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Lexington. I could bring you. And even your smart ass would have fun. You would.
Really?
You'd let your guard down and you'd have a good time. Because you wouldn't be concerned with breaking my balls and you'd actually have fun.
No, you know why? Because I could sit and talk to the person next to him and actually ask real questions and not have them make fun of me.
I don't know, man. Some of these questions, I don't know if they're real or not.
No, they are real. It's just like, well, what does this guy do? What is that? Oh, see, there you go. I don't know.
When you asked me if horses wear Air Jordans, that's where I draw the line.
No. Evan said that they wear chains and I was like, really? Mike. Do they really wear chains? Because I'm thinking, okay, if it's muddy enough, maybe you have to protect their hoofs.
David, please hoofs, read something.
Hooves, I'm going to read this to make you happy, Mike. Guy says, Mike, I've booked a trip on Mother's Day for my wife to go to the Traverse. She loves horse racing. We went to the Derby for 150. Not a big fan, but I'm going to look very well educated thanks to this lesson on Saratoga.
Saratoga's
from Dan in Troy.
Dan, Saratoga's a way better experience. The Derby is just chaos. It's massively overpriced. It's too many people. You're dealing with 150,000 people. Churchill is the size of like 10 big houses. It's insane. The real estate the track takes up. It's just, no. Travers, much better experience.
Now, all the races in one spot are like, do you have to go like half mile over here for some race and this race over there?
What planet are you from? Honestly.
Mike, you said it's a big
The track.
No, the one you were talking about,
Churchill.
Yeah,
no, it's the size of the venue with the amount of seating and how and all the ridiculous areas. It's like Vegas. It takes you 8 years to get to your seat. No, the track's the track.
Okay,
but the way they've laid Churchill out, I steer people away from it. It's not worth it. You have a much better time at a Keeneland. You'd have a better time at Gulfstream Park.
And you still have yet to go out to the one in San Diego.
Right? I haven't. I'm going to try to get to the Breeders' Cup this year. I got to make it happen. I just haven't done it. I know, dude, trust me. Look, I'm already going through a phase where, like, when you hit 40, you look at things different. Like, there are things I told myself, I'll do it next year.
You never did it.
Next year was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you start to look at the, especially like I've told you, I think I've said it on the air, like you start to look at your parents differently. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, if you view it through the lens differently of, well, how many years left with my parents do I have? Versus, no, flip the script. Look at Saratoga, case in point. How many trips to Saratoga do I have with my dad left? Mm-hmm. Is it 3? Is it 5? Is it 1?
No.
So you look at things differently and it's like, no, I know the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar bucket list. I got to do it because I know when it's at Belmont Park in 27, I'll go. Going to New York, it's an hour. I don't care. And I love New York.
Oh, wait, they move it around?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just always in San Diego.
No, it's a lot like the World Cup or the Olympics. Whoever whores themselves out the most gets the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, I didn't know it was a bidding thing.
Yeah, so they needed to spend. Yeah, but Belmont spent $700 million to essentially look like LaGuardia Airport, which I don't know what the hell they were doing. How about this for how stupid these people are? They made the Islanders build their arena so it looked like Belmont Park. Belmont Park had the ivy, the huge window arches, beautiful track, right? Mm-hmm. Only for them to knock that grandstand down and build a spaceship Belmont Park that looks like LaGuardia. So now the Islanders arena looks retro, and the new Belmont Park looks like you're boarding a flight to Copenhagen. Absolute jackasses.
I get it. But no, yeah, as you get older, yeah, you start seeing your parents as those old people.
But it's also doing things. Like these sports bucket list things that we talk to the listeners about. Or you have certain, you just got to get to a point you do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. Like I said, I want to kind of see like all the different Big Ten venues and kind of go there. And
yeah, you better do it before they go to 36 teams. You'll be out of time.
I'm going to have to double up.
You'll have to fly to the moon.
I'm just going to do the show out on the West Coast. Yeah. They got USC and then they got Oregon the next week.
Yeah, USC on a Friday night against Rutgers. And you drive out to Westwood to go see UCLA on Saturday.
Right.
In front of an audience of dozens. How many Big Ten venues do you have to hit? Forget the new teams, even though I know you hit UW. Did you do Outson?
No.
Okay, so like 3 of the 4 you haven't gotten to. Standard Big Ten teams, how many of them have you gone to?
Standard Big Ten teams, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Northwestern, Iowa,
Indiana. You've been to The Rock?
I have not.
I have.
I've been to Purdue.
Ooh. Ross Aid Stadium.
Yeah.
Is it true the press box is bigger than the rest of the stadium?
They're changing it,
Mike. Okay. All right. Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah, I've been to Maryland.
You love Mike Locksley.
Been to Maryland.
Okay. Illinois.
I've not been to Illinois. No. I've not been to Wisconsin or Minnesota.
You're missing. I'm going to tell you, you're missing. Wisconsin, to me, best one I've been to.
Really?
It,
now, I am looking forward to Northwestern, the new venue that they built.
You're right. Sad when they have a better stadium than we do. Okay. David, Ticket X, we'll move along. I'll leave the slander, and then Rico's going to break some news.
Our guy Paul in Fraser says, Mike, I'm inspired now. I'm really thinking I'm putting Saratoga on my wish list.
You won't be sorry. There's all I can tell you. You can bring the family. You can go with the boys. You won't be sorry. I promise. It's the best place on earth.
Someone is asking you, though, the name in San Diego. Is it Del Mar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's butted up right against the ocean. It's a bucket list place. It's from a bygone era. Very Hollywood track back in the day. The Bing Crosbys, the Frank Sinatras. But it's a beautiful track. And I got to get out there because we won't get in the weeds, but certain people are destroying California racing. And it's not going to be around much longer.
See, I didn't know that it got bidded out. I just thought it was always there.
Well, and it used to, look, New York used to be in the rotation with Belmont. Like, the Breeders' Cup was at Belmont just like a week or 2 weeks after 9/11. And an American horse won the Classic when it was supposed to be an all. Look, everybody was there globally. So, like, you know, Tiz Now wins it. And it's a famous Tom Durkin call. Tiz Now wins it for America. And, like, it was like 2 weeks after 9/11. But, yeah, it kinda rotates. Like the
Yankees and Mets World Series.
Similar to that. Yeah, big time. Because it's America versus the world. Everybody wants to beat us at our sport.
Okay.
And I mean everybody.
Horse racing is an American sport, not a global thing?
No, it's global, but we're the best at it when it comes to dirt.
Gotcha.
Now, turf, that's European. But we're the best at it when it comes to dirt.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, let me read this one because this one's, you know, it's timely. Mike, the lack of knowledge about the glorious and ancient sport of horse racing makes me sad. Thank you so much for enlightening the unaware. The best place to see racing, as you know, is Keeneland, Saratoga, and Evergreen out near Seattle.
I've never been out there. But the first two, yeah, you can get to Keeneland in, I don't know, if you don't drive like a grandmother, 4.5 hours. I mean, you got to go pedal down to do it, but you can get down there in 4.5, 5. And it's beautiful. Like, here's my thing. Like, whether you are a fan of college football, pro football, baseball, whatever, man, horse racing's just something. If we don't bring people into the sport, it's going to die. It just is.
Go the way of boxing.
Yeah, and it makes me sad. And it's a great game. There's a lot of great people involved. Yes, there are douches. Yes, there are idiots in the Netflix special.
That's in every sport.
But like Saratoga, you can bring your family. It's not like an NFL game where bringing your kids, I think you're nuts.
So it ain't like the Derby?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
Gotcha.
It's the best, man. But yeah, I'm glad. I like to just have fun once in a while.
You don't have to get all dressed up.
Nope.
Eat regular people food.
I'll bring your picnic area. Gotcha. Go to the paddock bar. Hell, we can go to the back porch. You don't need to dress up. There's only one area of the track you got to dress up. And that's the boxes.
Like the winner's circle?
No. Well, bro, you're not getting in there unless you want to race. But
I know that, but I'm saying the owners are.
Rico, you could wear exactly what you're wearing today. I put you in a picnic area, the paddock area, whatever you want. Yeah. You're fine. Now, if you're dressed up, it means you're in the clubhouse or you're in the boxes. There are rules.
Okay. Boxes outside or the air conditioning?
Boxes are outside.
Okay.
If you need air conditioning, I got a place.
No, I'm just curious.
Just curious. I'm going to get Rico a skybox, David. We're gonna get this covered.
Just curious.
97.1. All right, let's get to it. And I'm going to try not to get overly upset, but we're going to start with something that is more of, it's like a mercy killing, if you will. There's just no way I can do the show unless I get this off my chest. So we're going to do it. And no, it's not the snack aisle at 7-Eleven. So I read an article that really irked me. I think it is the thing in sports I am the most sick of. Okay. No, it's not college conference realignment or it's a singular thing, and I everyone's going to have one of these. There has to be something in sports you're tired of hearing about. For me, and what sucks is, this is a phenomenal player. First ballot Hall of Famer, indisputable top three all-time player, might be tops. I'm just never interested in arguing. But man, can LeBron James just F off? Can we just be done?
What happened this time?
I've read about 15 articles in the last week about how LeBron and the Lakers could be headed for a divorce. And then you hear from, you know, Rich Paul, and we got to look out for LeBron. We need to do this. And then sources indicate, you know, you ever notice LeBron's always got sources? Mm-hmm. You know, LeBron and his little media overlords. Oh, LeBron is upset at the team's transition to Luka. LeBron, you're 100. They drafted your kid for you. You signed a one-year deal, not a one-plus-one, a one-year. If you want out, not even mad about it, your prerogative. Mm-hmm. Get out. Mm-hmm. That's the F-off portion of this. I don't need the young and the restless. I don't need the soap opera. I don't need LeBron's feeling, the whole I wasn't hugged enough as a kid routine. Look, LeBron is a lot of things. Might be the best player ever. Also a habitual liar and a massively insecure human. So do us all a solid. If you want to go back to Cleveland, go. If anyone's deserved the right to call their shot, it's you, man. But you know what I don't need? The dance. The song and dance, the dog and pony, the nonsense. Rico, it is bar none. My singular trigger, the highest trigger point I have in sports.
Is LeBron.
When he does this.
Yes. Because, well, here's the thing. Even if he wants to go to Cleveland, I'm quite sure the Lakers will say, you know what? We'll give you a BOGO. You could take your kid with you.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. I'm not saying he doesn't.
Right.
Look, it's just like when he left the first time. I defended him.
Right.
But what did he have to do? Hey, let's find a bunch of homeless kids and sit up in a boys club and take my talents to South Beach. Do me a favor. Take your talents to the moon. Just do what you do. Operate like a grown man. He could already have executed a trade. No one's interested in your effing feelings.
Well, therein lies the rub. LeBron, like a whole lot of athletes, Mike, they don't like playing the villain role. So they want it to be the owner's fault, the team's fault,
right?
The coach's fault, the general manager's fault. It's never their fault. You're right. They could just walk in there, but it amazes me. I almost applaud people like Kevin Durant who just come out and say, I don't want to be here.
Just embrace it.
I don't want to be. Well, you're going to be a bad person. Well, I'll be a bad person someplace else, but I won't be a bad person here in Phoenix. I don't want to be here. LeBron, unlike that, is looking at his marketing ability, and he needs people to like him. And,
why?
And therefore, it can't be his fault he leaves the Lakers. He has to be able to look at people and say, well, you know, I always wanted to be a Laker for life, but that was on them, man. What can I do?
Yep. Reading, you know, again, sources and, oh, LeBron might want a Hollywood ending. You know what? This is my number one. And again, we're opening the show. I'm not asking anyone to offer their opinion on this issue. This is mine.
Right.
It doesn't need to be like yours. But what is the trigger point for you in sports? The thing that when this person, this team, this coach, when you hear it, you see red. Oh,
I have.
I'd like to call on RL Beard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. First time caller, long time listener. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I'm so tired of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, I used to think, was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And right now, I wish nothing but bad for this man. I do. Mike, I can't say I felt sorry when on the second play of the game as a Jet, he blew out his knee or his Achilles or whatever. It's like,
you hate him that much.
Dude, it's like,
oh,
because
my.
Everything he does is just ambiguous, soap opera. We can't even find out if he's really married or not. Hey, did you get the vaccine? Well, I was immunized. What does that mean? It means nothing. It's like, everything he does has to be double talk and well and this and that. You're not that good anymore, Aaron. You held the Steelers hostage because I don't know why, because you want to go on some trip. Like, Everything about this man just bothers me. And then you look up and every other day he's on McAfee spewing something else. And I'm like, dude, you are not good anymore. Your days in Green Bay are long gone. Now you're hanging on for a paycheck. Well, I'm just going to sign a 1-year deal and I can't do this. Like, I've never seen anybody make everything about him like Aaron Rodgers does. So Aaron Rodgers is that guy for me.
Okay. And again, I think a lot of people will agree with you on that one. But what is yours?
Aaron, are you married? Well, you know.
No, you know what Aaron Rodgers' problem is? This is really what it boils down to. When dumb people think they're smart, that's Aaron's problem. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the world. He's above it. He's wittier. He's smarter. He's more philosophical. He's more spiritual. He's more of more. The problem, he's a common idiot, like 90% of athletes. That's the problem.
I'm with you, man.
Just be who you are.
Because I remember when he was like, Aaron, is that a wedding ring on your finger? And I was just like, guys, it's going to come out. He's not married.
But give me. And it can be.
And I don't care if he's married or not. It's just, it's him, and I believe nothing this man says. But you know how I know he's lying? His lips move.
There it is. And that's okay. Look, listen, when you get triggered by something, it's not supposed to make total sense. Mm-hmm. You don't need to justify why Aaron Rodgers triggers you. Just like I don't need to justify that. See, and I'm weird about it. I can openly admit LeBron's greatness. It's not about that.
Right.
It is simple. When he does this. Right. This is what we call doing the LeBron. And you know the best part? He's like a mob boss. He keeps his hands clean.
He's lots got of buffers.
He's got all the buffers. He's got all the buffers doing his bidding. The bathwater media, his little gremlins, Rich Paul, sources.
He'll go on a podcast.
Yep. Yeah. And then he'll get to play the victim. Why do people say these things? Dude, if you want to play for Team Russia, do it. It's your prerogative. If you want to play back in Cleveland, do it. What I don't need is the 2-week show, daily articles, and a drawn out soap opera. Mm-hmm. That is so LeBron. That's doing the LeBron.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't see LeBron every week on a national show spewing nothing.
Your Aaron Rodgers hate is strong. But what is, and again, it could be
and
team.
You know, he was good when he was with the Packers. But now, like, Mike, it's like that crazy hot theory. Okay, if you're really good, I could put up with a lot. Okay? Aaron Rodgers, you're not that good anymore. I'm not putting up with the same crap.
248-539-9797. This is therapeutic. This is cathartic. I admit this to you. Do we have a Lions topic? You betcha.
You're right. This does feel good.
It just, I had to get this off my chest because you saw what was happening when I was reading the article pre-show. And I'm just, what is the trigger point? It could be team. It can be player. It could be coach. It could be sports issue.
Agent.
Yeah. It could be whatever it is, but it's got to be a singular thing, guys. So as you're cruising around on a Friday, give me the one. I mean, whenever you hear it.
You're just like, this effing thing.
Hear
this
it, effing person. See it, yeah. Read it, and you just see red. Look, a lot for me, we did it yesterday. You talked about the tournament expansion, mm-hmm. but LeBron is the one because he doesn't. I think what bothers me the most, I'm talking with my hands and we're 8 minutes into a show. Like, he doesn't have to do any of this. He's earned the right to do whatever he wants to do. Mm-hmm. How sick am I? Mm-hmm. I'm the one defending it. It's not what he does. It's how he does it. Mm-hmm. Ah. Why would Kenny have the drops on? We're only 10 minutes into a show.
Ah!
Right, exactly. You know, that's it. We're just going to play act all the drops today. 248-539-9797. Yes, we have plenty of good stuff. But let's all cleanse the soul to begin. The absolute one thing in sports that triggers you. For me, it's when LeBron does his Broadway act routine like he's doing again. Dude, if you want out, get out. Oh, LeBron feels that the Lakers didn't fully appreciate. Ah, da, 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 da. I turn into Christian Bale on the set of Terminator 2. Oh, yeah. You're a nice guy. I just stop.
Right. You basically strong arm in the league. Everybody, don't draft my son. LeBron, nobody was drafting your son. Yeah. Well, good. Don't draft my son because I want to play with my son. How'd that work out? Like, the Lakers did everything that you wanted them to do.
Yep. Stop.
Okay.
Oh, good for you. Please. Get to... Right, exactly that. That's my reaction. Every LeBron article that's come out the last week. I get the tremors. He doesn't have to do it. Who would critique him if he decided, I'm going to play my last year in the league and I'm going home? Cleveland, this is for you. Wouldn't say a thing. He's earned the right. But it's the way, it's the atara. That's mine. You, it's Aaron Rodgers. And I'm proud of you. I like it. And I know what it is, too. What is it? I think, if I had to guess.
Okay.
I think it's the fact he does the McAfee show. I think the weekly appearance, amidst all the BS,
right,
is the maraschino cherry on top for you.
Yes. You know what? You are correct. Because here's the thing with LeBron, Mike. You only get it when an article comes out or he goes on some obscure podcast or whatever.
Right.
This man's front and center every week.
I'll tell you, you know what's a close second for me in sports right now? This is the one that drives me crazy. I'm going to term it hangers-on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Stephen A.
No. When it's players, family, or spouse going on some knockoff podcast and talking about their marriage or talking about a family situation. You know what? No. The four walls of your home are sacred. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. Kelly Stafford's the queen of it. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't know what the audience is for it. I just know when the public relations
crew
is getting it in newspapers. Like, I'm reading the New York papers. Why am I reading about Kelly Stafford's opinion on Taco Tuesday and her marriage to Matthew? What the hell?
Think about it. If it wasn't for family, Mike, you wouldn't know that Kirk Cousins grills his steaks in aluminum foil.
Or it made me hate Cousins more because he did the QB show, and after he let Danny Dimes take a dump in his living room, he read his kid a Bible story. Kurt should have been at the fire pit.
I'm
going to
always defend that.
Kurt should have been at the fire pit staring at the sky. You just let the Giants beat you at home.
He may have, Mike, and then he shook it off.
He was too happy when he walked through the door, and I stand by it. Read something, and we get... people, I love you for supporting this. We are cleansing the soul on a Friday.
It does feel good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.